more challenges. During the second year after the Muslims had emigrated to Al-Medina, the Meccans gathered a huge army and headed towards Al-Medina to put an end to Islam. When the Muslims heard of the army coming to destroy their religion, they too gathered an army of 300 men. Both armies met at Badr, a place near Al-Medina. Uthman radiallahu anhu was not able to take part in this battle of Islam against the disbelievers because his wife Ruqayya radiallahu anha was ill. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked him to stay behind and care for her. So Uthman stayed behind and looked after his ill wife. However, Ruqayya radiallahu anha died a few days later. The man with two lights, Dhun-Nurayn. Uthman radiallahu anhu was very saddened by the death of Ruqayya radiallahu anha. Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu asked Uthman radiallahu anhu to marry his daughter Hafsa. Uthman did not accept Umar's offer because he knew that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam wished to marry her. After a while, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked Uthman to marry his second daughter, Kulthum, who was also divorced by the second son of Abu Lahab. Uthman radiallahu anhu accepted the Prophet's offer and the couple lived very happily together. Since that day, Uthman was named as the man with two lights, meaning the two daughters of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Defiant and brave. In the sixth year after immigration to Al-Medina, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam decided to perform pilgrimage. With 1,400 Muslims in pilgrim's dress, Uthman left to Mecca to perform pilgrimage. On the way, the Muslims learnt that the Quraysh would not let them enter the city. At last, the Muslims reached a place called Hudaybiyah. They camped there. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam sent a messenger to the Meccans to convince them that the Muslims only wanted to perform the pilgrimage and had not the slightest intent to fight. However, the messenger was treated badly and returned without any success. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam then wanted to send someone who was highly respected by the Quraysh. Uthman radiallahu anhu was selected because of his kinship with the powerful Umayyad family. The Meccans, however, detained him for 3 days, and news reached the Muslim camp that he had been killed. Without exception, all the 1,400 Muslims gave a pledge that they would stand or fall together to avenge Uthman's murder.
لقد رضي الله عن المؤمنين إذ يبايعونك تحت الشجرة فعلم ما في قلوبهم فأنزل السكينة عليهم وأثابهم فتحا قريبا.
Indeed, Allah was pleased with the believers when they gave the pledge to you under the tree. He knew what was in their hearts, and he sent down calmness and tranquility upon them, and he rewarded them with a near victory. Such a pledge pleased Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Soon it was known that the news of Uthman's murder was false. the unique example of sacrifice. During the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Muslims had so much love for Islam that they would race one another in doing good deeds and making sacrifices for the religion of Allah. However, none of them could excel Uthman radiyallahu anhu except Abu Bakr. Uthman radiyallahu anhu was a true and generous believer. He was so keen to please Allah that he would sometimes sacrifice all his trade and property for the support of Islam. Uthman was so generous that he would give out of his money to all those around him. As soon as Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam entered Al-Madinah, he built a small mosque. This mosque was not like any other mosque. It was a place where the Muslims could gather for prayer, prepare for jihad, and discuss the affairs of the Muslim community. As more and more people accepted Islam, the mosque became too small for the Muslims. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was looking for someone to help expand the mosque. As soon as Uthman radiallahu anhu knew of this, he immediately went to the owner of the house beside the mosque. He asked him to sell the house to him. The owner of the house asked for a high price. Uthman radiallahu anhu paid the price. He went to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and told him that he would like to give the house to expand the mosque. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepted the offer and was very pleased with Uthman. In the 9th year after the Hijrah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam received news that the Romans were plotting to disrupt the state of Islam.
Look at this report from my spies. You know those desert barbarians are up to
no good. Oh, please, again with the same topic.
We are Romans. Must we get involved with those peasants of the desert?
You're right. We are Romans.
We're much better than them.
Let them get much further.
The Romans wished to destroy the new emerging state of Islam. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted to show the Romans that they were not so weak as to be taken easily. The Muslims suffered that particular year of reduced crops. The summer was very hot and resources were limited. Most of the Muslims were poor. They did not have enough resources to meet such a powerful army. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, however, urged his companions to prepare for the battle, which seemed an impossible task in the middle of the hot summer. The Muslims began preparing for the battle. The rich companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam tried their best to equip the army. Women, on the other hand, began collecting their scarce jewelry to help the Muslims prepare for this battle. Hundreds of soldiers were ready to go to the battlefield, but they were short of horses, camels, and even swords and spears. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam urged his companions to donate as much as they could for the army. He told them that it was a matter of life or death for the new Islamic state. He made a loud and clear announcement. Anyone who provides outfits for the soldiers will have all his sins forgiven by Allah. As soon as Uthman radiallahu anhu heard these words, he immediately responded to the call and provided all that the army might need. As history books tell, Uthman provided for Tabuk excursion 940 camels along with 60 horses. Moreover, he brought to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam 10,000 dinars, which was at that time a very huge amount of money. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "May Allah forgive you, Uthman, for anything you do in public or in secrecy, anything you do till the day of resurrection." This was the way Uthman sacrificed for this battle. He offered everything he had to help give the Muslim army power and life. Uthman was really trading with Allah. He was seeking the real forgiveness of Allah and was looking for a forever pleasant life in the hereafter. Trading with Allah. Historians reported that during the rule of Abu Bakr, people faced great hardships. The land became arid, and very few people could find something to eat. The people of Al-Medina came to Abu Bakr radiyallahu anhu and asked him to provide them with something that they could survive with. However, the caliph could not do anything to help them. The treasury of the state was empty, and there was no other means of filling the empty stomachs. As we have already said, Uthman was a rich merchant. He received a huge caravan from Damascus carrying food and other goods. All the merchants gathered at his house asking him to sell them some of the items he received so that they could sell them to the people. Uthman, radiyallahu anhu, asked them to offer him a good price. The merchants offered high prices, but Uthman kept asking for a higher price. He kept telling them that someone had paid him a higher price. When they had offered him the highest price they could, they told him that no merchant could pay more than what they had offered. Uthman, radiyallahu anhu, told them that Allah had paid him more. For every dirham, he had given him 10 dirhams. Uthman radiyallahu anhu then gave away the whole of the caravan to the poor people of Al-Medina, free of charge. Rich but humble. Anyone would think that a man who had all this wealth could surely have led an easy life. However, Uthman spent his wealth on providing food for the people, while he himself would eat vinegar and olive oil. Uthman radiyallahu anhu was a man who searched for things that were much greater than worldly pleasures. He was seeking the pleasure of Allah and an eternal life in paradise. Uthman radiyallahu anhu elected as the caliph.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, ashadu an la ilaha illallah, ashadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, hayya ala salah, hayya ala falah, qad qamatis salatu, qad qamatis salah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah.
Straighten the rows, line up, shoulder to shoulder, foot to foot, leg to leg, straighten the rows.
Heel, right?
Yeah.
Allahu Akbar.
Someone stabbed the Amir al-Mu'mineen!
Allah!
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 I got him! I got him!
No! He stabbed
me! Walk over his head! Grab him! Hold him to Allah! Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah! Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah! Ibn Abbas! Find out who stabbed the Amir al-Mu'mineen!
Umar ibn al-Khattab radiyallahu anhu, the second caliph of Islam, was stabbed by a Persian slave named Abu Lu'lu'ah. As he was lying on his bed of death, the people around him asked him to appoint a successor. The task was by no means simple. for the small state of Islam had now expanded into an empire. The Persians and Romans received fatal blows and lost large parts of their lands to the Muslims. However, they still formed a threat to the security of the newly founded Islamic state. The internal problems were no less complex. The Muslims had by now become a nation, but some of them were still clinging to tribal customs. The riches brought by conquered lands added to the complexity of the situation. Many Muslims built homes in the conquered lands and stayed there away from the central capital. Islam had come for a different purpose altogether. Its primary aim was not to subdue people, but to guide and reform them. The caliph to come should protect and promote the religion in addition to his administrative and military responsibilities. These were the problems that Omar radiallahu anhu had to face. He could foresee that by time, these duties and problems would increase. So, Omar radiallahu anhu left the matter to 6 prominent companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to elect a new caliph from amongst themselves. These people were Ali ibn Abi Talib, Az-Zubayr ibn al-Awwam, Abdurrahman ibn Auf, Uthman ibn Affan, Talha ibn Ubaidullah, and Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, radiallahu anhum. Omar radiallahu anhu had directed that the selection of the caliph should not be delayed beyond the 3rd day after his death. Omar's last words of advice to them were, "Fear Allah during your rule of people and be just to all."
Would you stop pushing? Stop pushing! Everybody can't see. Now just wait a minute.
Can you see?
I can see. Just wait.
Tell us what's going on.
I'm trying to look. Abdullah ibn Omar just stood up.
Okay, what's he saying?
I don't know what he's saying. I don't know what he's saying. I can't hear.
Tell us what he's saying. Tell us what
he's saying. Wait a minute. Az-Zubayr just gave up his right to be the Khalifa to Ali ibn Abi Talib.
Az-Zubayr ibn Awwam just gave up his right to the
Khalifa. Now listen, listen. Now Talha just gave up his right to Uthman.
Now Talha just gave his right to Uthman. Zubayr gave his right to Ali.
Now Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas just gave up his right to Abdurrahman ibn Auf.
Now General Sa'd just gave his right to Abdurrahman ibn Auf.
Wait a minute, wait a minute. Listen, it's not over yet.
It's not over yet, people. What happened? Tell us what happened.
Abdurrahman ibn Auf just stood up.
The 6 persons met, but 2 days were wasted in unsuccessful attempts to select the caliph. Abdurrahman ibn Auf offered to forego his own claim if the others agreed to abide by his decision. All persons agreed to this proposal. So all of them left the matter of electing the new ruler to Abdurrahman ibn Auf after lengthy discussions with senior companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the final candidates, Ali and Uthman radiyallahu anhuma. Abdurrahman ibn Auf preferred Uthman to Ali radiyallahu anhuma. Uthman ibn Affan radiyallahu anhu was finally elected as the new caliph. At that time, the Muslims had become very powerful and rich, and Islam began to spread east, north, and south. As soon as he was appointed the caliph, Uthman sent a number of letters to his governors and others which indicated the policies he proposed to adopt in governing the state. He told the governors, "Allah has ordered rulers to become protectors of the society and not to become tax collectors. You should take interest in the affairs of the Muslims. Even with your enemies, your conduct should be upright. He also wrote to the commanders of armies saying, "You are the protectors of Islam against its enemies. You should always be mindful of your conduct.